I'm Stan Deaton with the Georgia Historical Society. He was born in a one-room shack in Barnwell, South Carolina in 1933. He moved to Augusta, Georgia when he was 5. His mother abandoned him, he grew up in abject poverty, and he was sent to jail for petty theft at 15. But James Brown overcame it all to become one of the most influential musicians of the 20th century. Brown recorded his first song, Please, 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 in 1956. It sold 3 million copies. His high energy and dramatic stage style influenced a generation of singers, from Mick Jagger to Michael Jackson. The hardest working man in show business recorded 50 albums and 100 singles over the course of his extraordinary career, and along with Ray Charles, he pioneered soul music, a dynamic blend of gospel, jazz, and rhythm and blues. Brown wanted to record his 1962 concert at the legendary Apollo Theater, but no record company would back him. So he paid to have it recorded, and the album sold over 1 million copies, staying on the charts for 66 weeks. The first successful live album in history was recorded on October 24, 1962, today in Georgia history.
Today in Georgia History is made possible by support from Georgia Power and is a joint production of the Georgia Historical Society and Georgia Public Broadcasting. For more on this topic, go to todayingeorgiahistory.org. Georgia Power, serving our state for more than 140 years.